I had no other choice but to bomb, in this case, selected military targets and supply build-up areas. The results have been very, very effective.
President Nixon touting the effectiveness of the bombing of North Vietnam in a CBS News interview in January of 1972. Well, now newly revealed top secret documents show that the very next day, in private, Nixon wrote what he really thought. David Martin reported this story for CBS Sunday Morning.
Richard Nixon's candid opinion of the bombing of Vietnam, scrawled across a report from his national security advisor, Henry Kissinger. "We have had 10 years of total control of the air in Laos and Vietnam. The result? Zilch. A top-secret document discovered more than four decades after the fact by reporter Bob Woodward."
What, quite frankly, I think changes the historical understanding of Vietnam is that Nixon, the commander-in-chief, himself realized the failure.
According to Woodward's research, Nixon had already ordered the military to drop nearly 3 million tons of bombs and would order another million dropped in the year after the Zilch memo.
It takes the concept of military leadership by a president, turns it on its head.
The document was given to Woodward by former Nixon aide Alexander Butterfield, who had taken it with him when he left the White House. You may remember Butterfield as the witness who electrified the Watergate hearings by revealing the existence of the secret White House tapes.
Mr. Butterfield, are you aware of the installation of any listening devices in the Oval Office of the President?
I was aware of listening devices. Yes, sir.
Nixon was forced to resign when the tapes revealed he had personally ordered the cover-up of the Watergate break-in. Butterfield faded into anonymity until 2 years ago when he turned 20 boxes full of White House documents over to Woodward, the reporter who had uncovered much of the Watergate scandal.
Some of those documents are classified top secret. How did you just walk away with them from the White House?
It was easy. I just walked away with them.
The Zilch memo is still technically classified top secret, and government archivists have contacted Woodward about retrieving that and other documents in Butterfield's boxes. Once that happens, perhaps the archives of the Nixon years can at last be considered complete. David Martin, CBS News, Washington.